butter.
The better.
Huh?
The better.
Yeah, well, I say you got pure sweet butter. That's all it is to it. Good in years. But there ain't many people that does that. They go to a dairy and gets it now, like Robert over here, like his dairy. They go to, and they would go and buy it by the gallons, and then they sell it by the gallon. Well, now, very often, you know, we buy milk over here at the store, buy a gallon of milk. Well, we'll let it sit here sometime, and it gets kind of sour before you can get it drunk, unless you drink a whole lot of milk. Now, I don't drink much milk myself. I don't like it. But a lot of people does drink a lot of it. And the doctor told me 10 years ago, he told me, he said, you drink a lot of sweet milk. He said, drink.
Did you ever hear of making a kind of cheese from that clabber?
Did
you ever hear of making some cheese from that clabber?
No, I don't. No, I don't know.
I mean, people even a long way ago that had made it, but I never really seen that.
I never did.
You just ate the clabber?
Yeah, I give it to a hog or
something. Yeah. Sam, you had a lot of old worthless things that you were going to throw out. What might you call that?
Yummy.
Okay. Anything else? Say, if you're talking about old, worthless furniture, broken down things, you might say that's not any good, that's just...
I'd call that nothing but old junk.
Okay. And, where might you keep things that you don't know what to do with? Would you have a little room or a sort of a house to put these things in that you don't really want to throw out, but...
Well, that old house you see off our town. Well, I got some old plunder in that. Ain't worth a thing. It was just old stuff, you know, keeping that old plunder. Just have it. Junk.
Uh-huh. What do you call that? That place?
Well, they take some parts of old automobiles that you don't use, or an old plow that you don't use, or any old thing that you know, you ain't using it. Well, of course, it's considered junk then if you ain't no benefit. Well, we bunch it up in a pile somewhere. And once in a while we used to have, well, the years yet, but they don't ever come here. But once in a while we have what we call the junk man. He'll come buy that old stuff off of you, a little something or other for it. But I ain't seen him lately. But there's supposed to be a junk man.
What, you say you have a little house sort
of
thing off there?
Huh?
You say you have a little house back in the back that you keep this junk
for plundering? No, I don't have one like that. Well, I say, what junk I have, I just put in the old house over there, you know, throw it around off out there. Anyway, you know, anything is old piece of iron or anything that I don't use.
Mm-hmm.
What I'd call junk.
Mm-hmm. Would you call the place that you store it, would you call it junk room or plunder room or lumber room or something like that? Or do you have a name for it?
I wouldn't know what the name would be.
Mm-hmm. talking about the work that a woman's supposed to do every day. You say she's supposed to...
Well, I don't know hardly how to answer that question, but the only way I could answer it would be to answer it my way of believing about thinking about it. I think what a woman should do if she does what she should do, if she's like she ought to be and well and able to, is get up and do her work like she ought to, cook her meals and fix her meals.